You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome to day 9 of our Christmas novena. Let us begin by first taking a moment to settle our minds and open our hearts. Let us focus on our breath as we breathe in God's love and breathe out any distractions. Let us invite the Holy Spirit as we bless ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's meditation is the birth of the infant Jesus in the cave of Bethlehem. Since the Roman Emperor's edict said that everyone was to enroll in his own country, Joseph and his wife Mary departed for Bethlehem. The trip took 4 days, traveling over mountainous roads in the cold of winter, wind and rain. Think of how much the Blessed Virgin must have suffered on that journey. As soon as they arrived, the time of her delivery was at hand, so Joseph went around the town looking for a lodging where Mary could give birth to her child. But because they were poor, they were driven away by everyone, even from the inn where poor people were normally sheltered. So they left the town and found a cave. As Mary entered, Joseph protested, saying, "My dear wife, how can you spend the night in this cold, damp place? Can't you see that this is a stable for animals?" But she answered, "Joseph, this shed is a royal palace where the Son of God chooses to be born." And since the time for the birth had arrived, the Holy Virgin was in prayer. Suddenly, the cave became brilliantly lit, as if by the sun or a star, and the Son of God came forth into the world as a tender infant, crying and trembling with cold. The first thing Mary did was to adore him as her God. Then she held him in her bosom and wrapped him in swaddling clothes that she had brought along. Finally, she laid him on a little straw in the manger. That is how the Son of the Eternal God chose to be born for love of us. A saint once said that those who love Jesus Christ most ought to kneel at the feet of the Holy Child and, in spirit, perform for him the same service as the beasts in the stable at Bethlehem who warmed him with their breath. We should warm him with our sighs of love. Affection and prayers. O tiny infant, I would not be so bold as to lie at your feet, except that you yourself have invited me to come near. My sins have caused you to cry so many tears while in your stable at Bethlehem. But since you have come to earth to forgive repentant sinners, please forgive me also. I regret with all my heart having ignored you so often. You give so many great graces to everyone on this holy night. Bring peace to my soul and to the world. The one gift I ask for this Christmas is the grace to love you forever with my whole heart. Inflame me, Lord, with your love. I do love you, O God, who has become a mere child for me. Never let me stop loving you. Mary, my mother, God will do all things you ask in prayer. Pray to Jesus for me. And that, dear friends, concludes day 9 of our Christmas novena. Let us end by giving thanks to God for the gift of the Incarnation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, friends, for praying this Christmas novena with me. I would like to take this moment to give you my Christmas greetings. May God's peace fill you this Christmas. May you have a blessing of hope, and may your faith be strengthened at this amazing time of the year. Merry Christmas to you and all your loved ones.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, wipe away my tears, and trust in you all.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.